I realize it's getting late, but I had a little thought this week, and I do want to just briefly kind of go through that with you. Because I think it would be a help to us. I have no doubt God gave it to me. And I want to read just a little scripture, and then here you go. Out there on the back of my truck, there's a string with a rock tied on it. And I've got one in here for y'all to be able to see. Y'all hold on to that for a minute. In Colossians, the Apostle Paul said in the second chapter, "For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for them at and for as many have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and to all riches, the full assurance of understanding the acknowledgement of the mysteries of God and the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures and wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joined beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ." And mistakes we made reading, I've read over that, I bet 100 times this week and still made mistakes reading. But I'd like for us to look at where it said that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love. And if you looked at the definition of knit, it's unite or threaded together. And we realize over in the Philippian letter, we've talked about it before, that Paul said that his desire that their love might abound more and more. And I don't know a lot about knitting. I talked to my wife a little bit last night. I guess she thought I was crazy, but I remember watching the older women do it. They would start off with something, just the thread, and they begin to knit and they begin to work. And it would start off with something small, and you can make it as big as you want. You can make a blanket out of it if you wanted to, but it just get bigger and bigger. But I want you to know, in the time that we live in, their love needs to be knitted together, and it needs to be bound with God. And I believe if we can have that, there's nothing we can't accomplish. I believe we can get through anything, whether it be COVID or through elections that we may don't think went the way we should go. Listen to me, no matter what's going on in your life, we can get through it together with God. I want us to go here. I've read these a whole lot at weddings, and I'll try not to, I promise I'm not planning on being very long, but I've got to do this. God laid it on my heart the other day, and then I'm going to tell you where my thought come from. But over here in Ecclesiastes in the 4th chapter, where it talks about two is better than one, and that 12th verse in the 4th chapter, it says, "If one prevail against him, he shall withstand him. But a threefold cord is not quickly broken." And if you'll take a look at this little string here, what a cord is a string or thread or just something. It ain't a big rope. It's just something small. Just I mentioned a thread. But if you'll look, there's three in that. I want you to, when we preach weddings, a lot of times we'll use that scripture and we'll talk about two and God being the center and how it gives it, God will give a marriage strength. I want you to realize us here at Hilltop, us as God's people, if we'll put God in the middle of us and how the love of God would get knitted in our hearts with God there in the midst of us, there ain't nothing we can't do. Other day, the pond down there behind the house, if you imagine you outside and you can see me in here, there was a maple tree that died right in the edge of the pond, and there was great big old limbs in it. It spread it way out, a big old tree, and I was dreading so much cutting it, but I knew I was going to have to because my grandbabies would be going down there fishing, and I did not want to take a chance of a limb falling out of that tree and hurting them or killing them. So I had to cut that tree. So me and Sheila goes down yonder, and you could just take, it's bigger than I could wrap my arms around like this, touching my fingers. It was a lot bigger than that. But I cut that tree, and when I cut it, it falls out into the pond. Just big old water goes everywhere. And I went back up to the house, and I got my little twine right here, this little bitty string that I lay my garden out with, the rose out with. And Sheila said, "What are you going to do with that?" I said, "I'm going to get that tree where I can get it out of that pond and pull it out with a chain." And she just looked at me like I had lost my mind. And I took this little bitty twine, and I went down to her, tied a rock to it, the old rock of my foundation. I tied her on to it. I slung her out yonder, and it wrapped around a limb of that tree, and I took this little bitty twine, this threefold twine, this little bitty thing, and I moved the tree from the other side of that pond that's this big around, and just pulled her right to me, this little bitty thread. And I know you think, "Brother Jeff, it ain't no way. That's impossible." But listen to me. With God in it, anything's possible. I want you to know the love of God can move anything. The love of God for passes anything. You read the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and it'll tell us, it says, love never faileth, or charity never faileth. And that's exactly what charity is. It's love. God has never failed in anything. And when I look around with what's all going on in our lives, in our country, in our churches, if we've ever been at a point that we need to be knitted together in love and the God being in the center of it, it's right now. Amen. Listen to me. You say, "Well, Brother Jeff, we don't have no problems." Yes. Whether you want to believe it or not, we do. I want you to know, right, even today, I don't think we have no thing that we're arguing and fussing about, but we're still kind of divided in a way. Part of us is sitting out in the parking lot. Part of us is in here. Listen to me. Listen to me. It'll be easy for us. As much love as we have for one another, listen to me, it'll be easy for us to get to a point that we'll have trouble. Listen to me, the devil can get in there and tear us apart over some of the silliest little things. You know why? Because you're frustrated, and so am I. We look around, we've been bound up, we've been locked in our houses. We can't have the freedom and the liberty to do the things we feel like we need to do. We get aggravated and we get down and out. And next thing you know, well, somebody will say a little something. I don't agree with that. Listen to me. The devil can get in there and tear us apart. We need to be knitted together. When you get frustrated at your pastor a little bit, you think, "Well, he ought not be saying that or ought not be doing that." Listen to me. If I'm saying something or doing something, I'm doing it because I love you. If I'm saying something or doing something, it's because I love God. If I'm saying something or doing something because it's the Word of God, you may get angry with me. Listen, I may get frustrated with you, but if the love of God shed abroad in our heart, we can accomplish and overcome anything. We find the word Proverbs. It says, "Love covers a multitude of sins." Peter has quoted that in over in 1 Peter 4 and 8, I believe it is. It says, "Charity would cover a multitude of sins." Listen to me. Because of iniquity, love of many have waxed cold. You look around, I never thought I would dream of a day that we're seeing in our nation today. I never thought I'd dream of a day that we're seeing in our churches today, to where there's not love for one another like it once was, for our sister churches and our own little bodies like it once was. Listen to me, we need love and we need God. We need Him in the midst of us. I begin to think about what God said about faith. He told them, he said over in Matthew, in the 17th chapter and 21st, and Jesus said unto them, because your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And I thought, wow, you know, I've heard people say that's not possible. I believe it's not only possible, it's done happen. I believe through faith, the Mount Zion has moved across the water's edge, and it's going around the world. Everything you look at, you, when it comes to faith, you don't look at with a natural eye. You got to look in a spiritual eye.
Amen.
But you say, well, Jeff, that's faith. That ain't got nothing to do with love. You're right. Love is much stronger.
Amen.
And that's according to 1 Corinthians. This ain't Jeff's opinion. When he finished up that 1 Corinthians 13, he said, knoweth abideth faith. Now, by the faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Listen to me. And this is my point. If faith can move a mountain, and love is greater than faith, what can we move with love? I don't watch the news no more. But unfortunately, I told her last night that I was going to quit that too. I still pick up my phone every once in a while. She downloaded her Facebook on my phone, and I still look at that every once in a while, I thought, to keep up with y'all. And all I've seen this week was just a bunch of negative, hateful, mean things, and most of it didn't come from the world. Most of it come from church members. You tell me what we're going to move with that. What are we going to change with that? If we look just like the world, how can we be any different?
Amen.
A little bitty stray. Move that great big tree. I promise you, you can ask her. I pulled it right to me. I took the rock and I throwed it out yonder. And that little stray moved that tree. Love can move anything. God has never failed. If you can't control what you say, then stay off social media. If the news upsets you that bad, then quit it. Cut it off. It ain't no law says you have to watch it. There was a time I grew up in that we didn't watch news 24/7. We didn't. Everybody wasn't a politician. That's all you see on the news anyway, is politics. Listen to me. Let it go. Quit going around being full of anger. Love your brother and sister, even if you don't agree with them. It's been said that you should love your brother and hate your enemy. But he said to love your enemy.
That's right.
It's hard to do sometimes. and we're still to do it. Why? Because love will move anything. If we will knit our hearts together with God, there ain't nothing Hilltop Church can't do. It can change the world.
Amen.
So I'm done with Facebook. I'm done with the news. I'm going to get my little news from the Macon County Times, and then I promise you, if they get to where that's all they want to talk about and start trouble, I'll quit subscribing to the paper. I want to be happy. I want peace in my life. I want love rather than hate. So quit fuss and quit arguing and don't look for everything to fall out over.
Amen.
Yeah, sometimes you must suffer yourself to be defrauded.
Amen.
Yeah. And we can learn something from that about right now.
Yep.
We may think things ain't never been done right, and you're probably right. But sometimes it's better to suffer yourself to be defrauded and show some humility.
That's right,
than to jump up and pat yourself on the chest.
Yeah, amen.
And act like you're the king of the world. Because we're not.
Yeah.
We work for the king.
Yeah.
So today I'm trying to pull on your heartstrings. If I've stepped on your toes, I missed. Because I was aiming at your heart today.
Amen.
I'm trying to pull on its heartstrings. I want you to stop being ill and hateful. I want me to stop being ill and hateful. I want to be a light that shines out. I want to be something that changes things. Not something that just fits in with everything else. I want to be different. I want to be knitted together. I want to have a bond with you, Teresa, that the devil can't break. That we'll be just wrapped around each other and wrapped around God so strong that we're so strong this whole world and the devil cannot break us. You say, well, you're strange, bro. It's cut. I cut it to bring it and show you. And if our love gets unknitted, it'll be cut. We'll cut it. As I've preached, she's come unfolded. That right there ain't near as strong as this right here was. Why do you think they make a road threefold? Because it's in the Word of God. It's not easily broken. We can still change the world. We can still make a difference. So you might think I'm crazy, but I'm throwing her out there. With the rock of my salvation, I'm slinging her out there, and I'm trying to draw you in. And that's what we're going to be trying to do. We need to throw it out there, throw Jesus out there. Throw him out there, and I want you to know we can draw the world in. We can change things with love of God.
Amen.
But through hate, we'll not change nothing. I love y'all.
Amen.
If you want to see my little rock, it's on the back of my truck out there. And that little string. Sheila thought I was crazy.
lot of y'all right now as I'm tossing this out there to you thinking, he's crazy. We can't change nothing. Come down yonder and watch. I'll cut another and we'll pull another one out of the pond. You can change things. That's my little message. This has worn me out all week. I've thought about this over and over and over.
Amen.
How our hearts are knitted together with God. There ain't nothing we can't do. Knit our hearts together with love. We have conference today. It can one or two things happen in a conference that didn't destroy a church. It's happened over and over. And it can happen to us today. You go into it a little frustrated and a little down and out and not getting your way, and it will happen. Go into it with your heart knitted in love with God, and ain't nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop us. That's my message. I hope somebody got something out of it. I want to thank the Lord for letting me have. I'm the silly, simple man. I get this. Yeah, I'm sorry, brother. My thoughts come in the silliest, simplest ways. But I'm just simple. I wish I was smart like some of y'all. I'm not. God has to show me things through just little bitty things. But we can learn through little bitty things. We can learn through little bitty things. Go ahead with your song.